Hello, and welcome to season two of the podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared. I'm your host, Leoncre Chavette, author of the didactic novel, We Made Plans, which is available online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, and at your local bookstores. I'm also a trained paralegal and corporate trainer, and I hope everyone is staying healthy and well, and I just want to take a minute to thank you guys for joining me for season two of my podcast. We're almost halfway through, but again, I just want to thank you guys for joining me. We have exciting guests and topics in store for you, so please continue to tune in and share this valuable information and tips with your family and friends. So we're going to get started with today's guest. Our guest speaker is Coach Harvey Johnson. And Coach Harvey Johnson is a wellness coach and small business strategist. He's a wellness consultant to various 500 companies, government, and businesses, and certified in personal training and fitness nutrition. Coach Harvey is also a former restaurant owner and member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity. And Coach Harvey is a fellow podcaster, and the name of his podcast is called The Healthy Side of Business. So, Coach Harvey, welcome to my podcast. Thank you so much for agreeing to speak with me and to my listeners. How are you today?
I am well, Leoncre, and thank you for having me as a guest tonight.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you. So our topic today is going to be physical fitness and how to avoid being overpowered. But before we get into that, I want to start with you telling us a little bit extra about yourself, something that wasn't included in your bio. And I like to do a fun fact. So can you share something like that with us?
I would love to. you mentioned that I was a restaurant owner, former restaurant owner. But one fun fact is that I created a company called City Golf Adventures. It's a mobile mini golf company. And it came about because literally I was having brunch one day outside near Nat Stadium, which is the baseball team for Washington, D.C. And mm-hmm. because there were so many kids for a game in the area with their families, and it was just mommy, daddy. And it was initially white noise, but then it kind of zeroed in. And out uh-huh. of that, I said, they need something fun for the kids. So I created a mini golf company that has been bringing fun to adults and kids alike.
Wow, that's special. And so you're still in business with this.
I am, and
cool.
You know, of course, it's taken kind of a life of its own now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
More with businesses and stuff like that. But let me share mm-hmm. this. This may be even a little more interesting. One day, okay. I was literally walking to a plaza here in Washington, D.C. And long story short, I stumbled into a live shoot of Salt that was featuring Angelina Jolie. And I literally took steps backwards because I thought it was a fire drill out on the plaza, but it was roped off. I was in the middle of the set, true story, looked to my right, about 6 feet away, Angelina Jolie was standing right beside
me.
Wow. I'm like right in the middle of the set. So that may be an even more fun
and
fact.
No one stopped you. Well, I think actually they're both fun facts. I definitely love the mini golf thing, and Angelina Jolie is, you know, she's beautiful and all that. So I know you were like, wow, who am I looking at here?
I just couldn't figure out what was going on. So yeah, it was that's a fun fact. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I had another guest who said that she actually was a part of two episodes of Hawaii 5-0. I was like, oh, wow. So yeah, like I said, offline with you, I was like, a lot of people have fun facts. I have like zero fun facts to share.
I find that but hard to believe.
I don't know. But so let's talk about the physical fitness in general, mm-hmm. because you are a wellness coach and a certified trainer. So let's talk about the general benefits of physical fitness and wellness.
Well, you know, when we talk about the general benefits of physical fitness and wellness, I'm kind of stating the obvious, but it can never be overstated. You know, people they can never get tired of hearing this because it needs to be repeated. It improves strength. It increases stamina. Mm-hmm. you know, one of the other benefits is it gives you better overall health. It improves your health markers like blood pressure, resting heart rate, and others. It allows you to enjoy your life better, and it helps prepare you to handle emergency situations. So if we think about it, the general benefits of physical fitness and wellness, it helps us just to improve our joy quotient and just gives us a better quality of life.
Yeah, I agree with that. And so are there simple, like helpful things we can do if we, like so many of us do, tend to neglect to take 20, 30, or 60 minutes to exercise? Like, are there general things we can do daily if we don't have that much time or if we neglect to do it?
All right. First of all, I would say you should treat exercise like a prescription. I mean, think about it like this. If you want to do the things that truly matter to you, whether it's, you know, social justice, whether it's fun, whether it's, you know, traveling, you know, just wanting to have a better quality of life, to enjoy the things that you like doing, plain and simple, you should treat this as a subscription. So I think that it shouldn't be a matter of not having time, because I tell people, if you don't find time for wellness, you will make time for illness. I mean, it just one way or another, you're going to pay for your health. I mean, you know, so I tell people, don't fall into that trap. You know, again, make the time. But absolutely, you know, you could add more general activity to your day. You could walk more. Okay. So, you know, if you are time crunched on a given day, incorporate walking, maybe have a walk and talk meeting. If you're going to have a meeting on where you don't have to be on Zoom and you can just listen in and even chime in, take it outside. Walk while you're having your meeting. I do that all the time. Standing more. If you're indoors, maybe the weather's, you know, terrible. Stand up. Have a stand-up meeting. Look out your window. Again, have your meeting. Take in the view. And even dancing for several minutes. See, listen, exercise doesn't have to be, you know, always kind of, I have a dedicated 20, 30, 60 minutes. Now, you should have an exercise program. But when you can't, little things like breaking it up, this is proven. 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there throughout the day. It's cumulative. Have some fun with it.
What I said before was that people neglect to do it. And I know that, you know, you said that it's the same as the commitment that you make to your prescription. But, you know, some people don't take the time to do it. And there are some days that we just simply, you know, neglect to get to it. So that's why I wanted to know, like, some helpful tips. And the most important thing is that we get up and we move. I know at my office, which I'm not at that often, but at my office, I have a sit-stand desk. And so, you know, just taking that time to stretch my legs out and not to be in that 90-degree angle all the time. That's helpful. And then just, you know, to move, like turn something on and, you know, dance for a couple of minutes and then, you know, do get back to your desk. And sometimes when I'm home, because I am working from home, you know, temporarily because of our situation, I will get up and I will get up from the couch and I'll get up and I'll do like the high knee lifts and the hamstring, the leg kicks like that, and some upper body, and I'll do it for a couple of minutes, and then I'll go sit back down, and then get right back on the computer. But, I mean, I feel like at least I've done something, because when I'm home, I tend to sit longer during the day than when I'm actually in the office, so.
It's proven that, you know, sitting is it wreaks havoc on our body, so we should get up. You know, especially in this time if we're working at home, getting up maybe every hour, set your alarm clock. So again, here's a tip. Every hour, maybe get up, you know, 30 seconds, do some squats, you know, maybe in a minute, just kind of do some squats. You give your eyes a break from the screen too. So that's helpful. When and then do that on the hour, maybe the next hour, do some, you know, some push-ups. So you can, you can spread it out throughout the day. You know, that's a good way to sneak it in if you don't have the dedicated time.
And so offline, you and I discussed functional fitness. And I think it may have been the first time I heard that. And so for me in my podcast, you know, I always talk about self-defense and situational awareness and things like that. Before we get into detail, just tell me in general, what is functional fitness? Can you give me an example of it?
Yeah, well, let me, functional fitness, let me explain it in kind of lay terms. Functional fitness is just training your body in a way in which you use it daily. you know, in other words, doing exercises to improve your movement. You know, for instance, mm-hmm. we push doors open, we pull doors open. We bend, you know, to pick up things. We lift things from the floor to turn, to twist, to put them up on a shelf or in a cabinet. You know, we mm-hmm. reach overhead. So when you think functional fitness, you want to just, some people think exercise is just solely let me lift weights or traditional stuff, but you want to incorporate those movements that we do daily. Because the only difference between us and an athlete is that their playing field is an actual court. Ours is walking upstairs. Ours is pulling mm-hmm. open the doors. So it's just training your body through ranges of motion that mimics how you actually move it throughout the day. I can give you an example of it. Let's just say you had a kettlebell on the floor or a dumbbell or mm-hmm. you know, some weighted object, and you squat down, you pick the box, and then you turn and twist as if you're you know, placing it on a shelf opposite from the floor in which you picked it up from. So you won't tweak yourself with an injury by literally doing that, bringing a heavy box or package home. This keeps you well. This literally improves all aspects of your movement.
Mm-hmm. So wait, so you're saying, like, even though you may not have a package in hand, just to go ahead and squat like you're lifting a package and then turn and twist, that's what you're saying for functional?
You could do that. That could be like a level one, level two, could then, you know, the following week or so, add a dumbbell. Put a dumbbell on the floor and mimic that movement.
Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah,
okay. All right, I got it.
mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. Thank you. All right, so again, so I focus on the self-defense and firearm safety and stuff like that. And so there's been a dramatic increase, particularly with women, and the pursuit to own a firearm. And so with regard to the increase in the number of women who have acquired firearms, what are some key things that we should be aware of in terms of functional fitness? And I'm going to give you a quick example.
Okay.
When I first became a gun owner, when I was out looking to buy my first gun, I had a problem trying to rack the slide. I could not do it. And I had a whole podcast that talked about my problem with this and how I felt at the gun store that I went to and all of that stuff. But to me, that was something that I was like, you know, I was all gung-ho about getting this gun, and then I couldn't even handle it. So, you know, I wanted you to speak to our listeners about the functional fitness in relation to firearms.
Okay, so one of the things that when you're thinking about, you know, firearms and a lot of other things too, but firearms in particular, you want to have core strength, okay? So the first thing I would say is that, you know, ladies, you know, and men, but in this case, ladies, focus on core strength. Because when you think about your abdominals and people think core, they think about just the abdominals. But core is actually, you know, everything except your arms and legs. So you want to do things that's going to be able to work on not just your core strength, but also what's called stabilizer muscles. Your
mm-hmm.
stabilizer muscles and core will help you to maintain your balance. It'll help you to be able to brace yourself. And you'll be surprised. These muscles are engaged by some when you open and close the door. Also, when, you know, using a firearm. Think about it like
mm-hmm.
this. If somebody reached out to touch your tummy, there's a reflex response, and we kind of tighten up our stomach, you know, when
mm-hmm.
someone's getting ready to, you know, that's a sign of engaging your core and the stabilizer muscles. But also you have stabilizer muscles in your shoulders. So when you think about working out, yes, doing the, what I call the aesthetic exercises, those are great. But things like planks,
mm-hmm.
where you're on the floor and your elbows and your, you know, you got
mm-hmm.
your body in a straight line position. Those are great. They help to strengthen your shoulders. Resistance bands, where you're literally standing on bands, raising your arms out to the side as if you're forming a T, and then raising
mm-hmm.
them as if you're doing a Y, and arms right directly in front of you and raising them all the way overhead.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say resistance bands versus dumbbells in this case, dumbbells
don't necessarily work your stabilizer muscles. They'll work the muscles, outer muscles, but you need those core and stabilizer muscles for things that's going to mimic, you know, where you need to brace, firing a gun, mm-hmm. hitting golf clubs, tennis, things of that nature.
Right. Okay. Well, that's interesting, that distinction between the dumbbells and the resistance bands, because, I mean, I don't know, maybe my listeners knew, but I had no idea. I had no idea of the difference between the two when you're using them or the results that you get. So that is good information. And we have to take a commercial break. So again, you're listening to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with me, your host, Leonce Chavette, and my special guest, Coach Harvey Johnson, who is a wellness coach and certified personal trainer. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Hey, 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 this is Coach Harvey, and I'm excited about my new podcast. It's going to air every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The title of it is called The Healthy Side of Business. In this podcast, you're going to always learn about strong disciplines to build self-care habits. You're going to learn strong disciplines to maintain strong physical habits, and then you're going to learn how to transfer those new habits into a healthy business habit. So don't miss out. Be sure to join it every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
Hello, I'm Leonce Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event. Hashtag the event. If you want to purchase my book, and you will, it can be found on Amazon.com and my website at www.leonquechavette.com. That's LeonqueChavette.com. Thank you so much for your support. Welcome back to the Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonce Chavette. This awesome podcast is produced by Elite Conversations Media. And if you want to connect my voice to face, please check me out on Instagram at Leonque_Chavette_author. That's LeonqueChavette_author. You're listening to our wonderful guest speaker, Coach Harvey Johnson, and we're going to get right back to our topic for today. So Coach Harvey, I was about to say Coach Johnson, but I'm saying Coach Harvey.
So, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Like we discussed previously, I said that there were a number of women who are new and recently acquired licensed gun owners. And so the main thing I wanted to discuss today was how to avoid being overpowered if you find yourself in a struggle with someone while you are trying to access your gun.
Well, let me first state that I'm not an expert in self-defense. I do have mm-hmm. to put forth that disclaimer, you know,
yes.
But from an exercise perspective, you know, it's always good to be strong and have stamina. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, even before things could escalate to being physically overpowered, maybe the opportunity to run could present itself.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise will be important in this case because you would need stamina to be able to run to safety, for instance. All right.
Right.
So it would be good to add maybe, you know, speed training and longer distance training to your program just in case. The other thing is, you know, again, before you're actually overpowered, because that gets more into self-defense in a sense.
Right.
So I'm talking about things that you could do, you know, of course, in addition to being alert to your surroundings, maybe you have to run and hold a door closed to keep someone from,
right.
you know, getting inside until you can get, you know, firearm out. So those would be the things that I would say. And of course, I would definitely say get with a self-defense expert so that if you are, you know, overpowered and grabbed, you're still going to need your core strength. You're still going to need your stabilizer muscles. You're still going to need, you know, to be strong. But what the self-defense expert can show you are things like jujitsu and things that are made to deal with close quarters, hand-to-hand combat, things of that nature, and techniques that will allow you to maybe free yourself to be able to, you know, to defend yourself again.
Right.
But it all starts with physical fitness, you know, so those are things that I would definitely recommend.
Yeah. And so you mentioned stamina. I remember a few years ago, I used to go up the stairs to my office, and I would just be out of breath for much longer than I needed to be. Like, my recovery time seemed to have taken forever. But when I started to work out at home, you know, I was regularly working out 5 days a week. And, you know, I was just doing cardio. Well, I was doing some weightlifting too, but mostly cardio. And then I realized, and I guess I had been doing it for a while, but then I realized, oh, I'm not out of breath by the time I get all the way up the stairs and get to the elevator. I'm not out of breath now. And so just that little bit of working out that I was doing helped me in terms of the simple thing of going up the stairs at my office to get into the office. And so, you know, it's that building up that stamina. It's that exercising, it's being able to breathe and to recover and, you know, to be able to get through something. And, yeah, like for the workouts that I was doing, it was just like something off of YouTube. But it was a lot of squats and, you know, stuff like that. You know, not so that I was at a weight machine doing squats, but they just incorporated it into the workout. And before you know it, you did however many hundred squats throughout the course of the workout, and it didn't bother you, or it didn't bother me mentally. I just got through it. But having that strength in your legs and having that strength in your core is definitely something that's important. Now, I used to run track when I was younger and in high school. And honestly, in my mind, I think I can run, but I know that I cannot run. If I tried to run, it would probably be like that this movie with I forgot the actress's name, but she took off running. She's overweight, and she took off running, and the guy just stood there, and he was like, "Really?" And I feel like that's how I would be. That's how I would be. Like, you know, you're not getting anywhere, so it's either fight or flight, right? So I'm going to have to fight because I cannot run the way I used to. I may be able to get away for, you know, a little bit to hide briefly, but for me, I would probably have to try to fight because I can't run. And Harvey, I'm old. I'm not going to do speed training. I'm not going to do speed training. So, you know,
it's relative, is relative. So you know, I'm speaking of, I mean, because you do have listeners of all, you know, age groups, but it's all relative. So even for me, and, you know, I incorporate a little speed training. Now, it may look like I'm doing more slow motion training when I'm doing it, but it's important to move the body again.
Mm-hmm.
So the point here, the takeaway is you should be doing things to get those knees up and getting your hip pelvic complex, you know, conditioned. Long distance training, yeah, maybe not. But I mean, the thing of the matter is, short distances, it's more likely that we would need to go short distances running out of a burning building, running away from harm. So it's relative. It just means we should be doing things so that at least we know if we're coming into a situation, our bodies can at least perform versus doing nothing at all, you know.
And that's
the takeaway from that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I do. I completely understand that, though. I remember after the 9/11 attacks, and I heard some stories about people who survived, but I remember this one woman saying that she had such a hard time trying to get away because she was overweight, and she could barely run and she could barely get away. And she had lost a significant amount of weight and was exercising. And she said that she did it because she had to be able to get away in a situation like that if it ever happened again, God forbid. But I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense because, you know, again, you sit for so long during the day sometimes, depending on what kind of position, what kind of job you have. And, you know, you before you know it, your hips are stiff and you're just like totally out of shape. At least that's my story.
Even yoga stretches during those breaks during the day, doing some yoga stretches, things to stretch out your hip flexors, you know, overhead reaches. And I did want to point out one last thing. So when you think about firearms and safety and protecting yourself, again, this kind of goes hand in hand, the exercise component, because, again, in the same vein, if we're doing this to protect ourselves, then we should also just kind of put this all in the same category. Oh, well, if I'm going to, you know, get licensed to carry a firearm, to protect myself, et cetera, then it should be all encompassing. And, again, you have to make time to take the courses, right?
Right.
You'll carry what have you. So it's the same thing. And that's why I just say that, you know, that can be the difference, because if you don't focus on those things for your body to be able to function in order for you to handle any device to protect yourself, then it could be for naught. Yeah. So I agree.
Yeah.
You know, people had that problem when we had an earthquake here on the East Coast years ago. They couldn't get out of the building and couldn't dash three blocks in case the building fumbled.
I think I remember that. The one that went like all the way up the East Coast.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. I think it started down in Maryland and worked its way all the way up to New Jersey. And I was like, we were like, wow, what's
going on?
And actually that was my first experience with the earthquake. I was like, wow, that's a whole other story. But, okay. So I just want to know, I ask all my guests, do you own, or I'm sorry, you don't have to tell me if you own one now, but what if you have owned one, what was your first gun?
Okay, I do not own a firearm. I don't own a gun. But when I was younger, our family had land in rural Virginia. So my uncle was at the time, he used to be a corrections officer, and he was also a police officer at some point. So, you know, we were younger, and he used to, hey, this is how you can knock the can off of the tree stump over there. Let's show you. So, you know, we were, you know, teenagers and stuff. So I won't go much further than that. But my grandfather
no self incrimination, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that shotgun. So, you know, we kinda had family classes. Let me just say that. And but yeah, I live in DC. And no, I do not own a gun here as a DC resident.
Yeah, that's funny. My husband, there's a picture of him and his brother and his grandfather, in I don't know whatever state, I think it's Mississippi, and they have this picture and his brother is holding his long shotgun, and what you said just reminded me, because you know, from that generation, it was nothing to show or to let your kids handle the weapons. It's like they had to learn how to do it anyway. And so then, in air quotes, I'm doing, here's how you knock the can off.
Right, exactly.
Air quotes.
Yeah, exactly.
So no self-incrimination, right?
Exactly.
All right, so we have to take yet another break. Again, guys, thank you so much. You're listening to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast, and you're listening to Coach Harvey Johnson, who is a wellness coach and certified personal trainer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Counselor, advisor, committed to your business. That's how business attorney Siobhan J. Smith describes herself. But more than that, Attorney Smith and her expert legal team want you to achieve the business of your dreams. And to help turn your dreams into reality, Attorney Smith has written an eye-opening book entitled The Small Business Owner's Guide to Hiring an Attorney. Download your free copy today. That's right. Go online now and download your free copy of The Small Business Owner's Guide to Hiring an Attorney. Just go to thesjslawfirm.com. That's thesjslawfirm.com.
Okay, welcome back to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chavette. My book, We Made Plans, is available for purchase online for ebook on Amazon. And if you want the paperback, it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Walmart. And you can purchase it at your local bookstore. All you have to do is ask. You can also check out my website. It's leonquechavette.com. That's where you can find all of the links to my podcast directory, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you would like to connect my voice to face, you can definitely check me out on Instagram at leonque_chavette_author. So you are listening to our wonderful guest speaker, Coach Harvey Johnson, who is a wellness coach, certified personal trainer, podcaster, and a Q, a member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity. So I have to mention that because I have so many good friends who are Qs. So
okay.
Hopefully they're listening.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So from a physical fitness perspective, what are some things that you, think would be helpful if someone suddenly found themselves in an active shooting event? And again, I for season one, we talked about different ways to handle active shooting events, but not really from the physical fitness perspective. So if you can touch on that quickly for me, that would be great.
Yeah, just in short, and I won't belabor it because I did mention earlier, listen, don't make the excuses. Run, whatever that, it's relative.
Run, hide,
start
fight.
Learning. Yep. Run and hide again. But you have to be able to do that. And that takes, daily or a few days a week. Again, run up and down maybe your stairs, okay? Or walk fast up and down your stairs because you may have to run into a building and take cover. Practice things like in that plank position because you may have to lay down on the floor, and support your body weight in a push-up position for whatever the reason may be. So do those things, again, that are functional so that from a physical fitness perspective, you're able to run from danger and then hide from danger if you're able to do that. And you can only do that ducking behind a door or a window if you practice those movement patterns. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that because for a long time I couldn't get up off the floor. But after I started to exercise again, I'm good now. I can pop up off. So in my mind, I can pop up off the floor. But the point is that I get up off the floor much quicker now than I did 3 years ago.
Great.
And
great.
That wasn't quicker than it was 20 years ago. But, I'm just saying that I'm much better. I can get up. I can sit down, lay down on the floor and then get up and it not be a major problem for me. And that is only because I resumed exercising a few years ago. So it's definitely important to make sure you're moving your body and that you can, do certain things, and that you can do things that you wouldn't normally expect yourself to, that you would have to do. So it's definitely great to try to try some different things. Don't throw yourself on the floor necessarily, but just, try some different things and movement and get yourself together for sure. Yeah, so I need our listeners to know how they can get in touch with you and follow you on social media.
Okay, if you just go to Coach Harvey, C-O-A-C-H-H-A-R-V-E-Y, coachharvey.now.site, you'll find all my information there. Go to the site. For your listeners, I'll also, put a nice little special workout there that they'll be able to kind of download and start to do geared towards your audience. So if they don't have much time, they can incorporate this in their day. Again, it's coachharvey.now.site.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing that information. And thank you, Coach Harvey Johnson, who shared his knowledge and expertise on fitness and wellness and how to, as much as possible, avoid becoming overpowered. And note to self, we need to build that stamina and keep that endurance up. And when you feel fatigued, you know, my track coach used to tell us to just take a deep breath, blow it out, and keep running. So if it's running or fighting, whatever you have to do, just take that deep breath and keep going. To our listeners, please take your safety, security, mental and physical well-being seriously as much as reasonably possible. And be that Psalms 91 believer as I am and keep the faith. Also, take heed to Psalms 27, where God says, "The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" So I want you to walk confidently with those scriptures in mind. If you're allowed to conceal carry, conceal carry. If your state doesn't allow it, don't get yourself in trouble. But I want you to walk confident in knowing that you, if you can't do that, that you have the strength, the stamina, and the endurance to fend off an attacker or to run and hide and do whatever it is that you need to do to keep yourself safe. And, you know, as always with everything, train, work out, train diligently. Okay, guys? Please share this podcast with a friend. It is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Blog Talk Radio. And so most importantly, like I say at the end of every podcast, we make plans every day, and to see those plans through, we all, with regard to our personal safety, need to be safe, be vigilant, be prepared, and be blessed. So love you all, and thank you for listening.